Let me speak now to Nick Pierpoint, who is the manager of Golf Madness. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It must have been a harrowing experience for you and your staff last night.
In fairness, Frank, the whole thing happened so quickly, probably in the space of about 10 or 15 seconds. But I have to say, on reflection, that's probably a fair assessment of how we're feeling now, yeah.
Just describe to me exactly what happened.
Well, we were in the shop last night, round about 6:30, and the shop was reasonably busy. And myself and my business partner were standing reasonably close to the front door when a guy came into the shop, and he looked a bit agitated, and he looked as though he was almost like flicking at something, like a cigarette or something. And then within the next 5 or 6 seconds, literally his coat just burst into flames. And the guy, obviously we were all shocked and panicked, and then the guy literally just ran out of the shop. And that's really summing it up for you.
At that point in time, did you follow him out of the shop? Did you see where he went to?
No, we, as I say, Frank, the whole thing happened so quickly and we were so shocked. I actually saw, the way the shop is, it's a sales shop, so all the windows are covered up, but I could see in the reflection of the shop opposite the flames, and I presumed it was actually him, because I thought he was burning so badly, I thought it was him lying in the street. So I went out to try and, obviously, we were thinking of him, that was our first priority. But it turned out it wasn't him, he had gone, and it was the actual device was lying burning in the street.
What age of an individual was this?
Again, all these things are hard to say because it happened so quickly. My guess would have been probably early 40s, something like that. So I mean, it wasn't a young fella.
So the idea of it being some misguided teenager, well and truly put to bed.
Yeah, well, listen, absolutely not. As I say, this wasn't a young guy, and I don't want to put two and two together and get five, but when you look at what's been going on recently in Belfast, I'd be surprised or shocked if there wasn't some sort of connection.
You must be concerned, considering you are trying to make a Christmas profit at the moment. Other shopkeepers are obviously concerned as well.
Yes, and we totally and absolutely share their concerns. We have come in for a six-week period, basically to earn a bit of a living and to do some Christmas trade in Belfast, and indeed bring life to a part of Corn Market that's lying very quiet and derelict. And we, I'd have to say, Frank, we would have to be considered a very soft target because we're short-term. We didn't make huge investments in things like CCTV and other security measures. So I'd say we were a soft target, and it's very worrying. And Monday, as in yesterday, was probably the first day of the really serious Christmas retail shopping went on yesterday. So it was very sad because it came to an incredibly abrupt end around about 6:30 last night.
Did you get the impression that this 40-something with the device was trying to throw the device into the store, or do you believe he was going to secretly plant it to go off overnight?
Well, again, Frank, I have to reiterate that this is only my opinion. But my thinking would be that it was being planted. The fact that it had a battery, I'm guessing there was some sort of timing device on it. So I would imagine it was being planted in the shop. And then after we closed up and during the night when nobody was about, I think it would have ignited. And, well, I don't need to fill in the gaps there. I think we all know what would have happened. The shop would have been destroyed.
And was there a significant amount of the device left in the street outside the shop of some benefit to the police forensically?
Well, obviously, I'm not qualified to make that judgment. I can only say what I saw. It was fairly badly charred, in my opinion. The only thing you could really tell was that a battery had been attached, because obviously the battery was still there. But, you know, one would hope that there was enough of the device remaining that the forensic guys could make some sort of identification as to what sort of device it was.
And his coat, how much was his coat actually on fire?
His coat was absolutely on fire. To such an extent that, you know, he was trying to get the coat off him, and the coat was zipped up and he couldn't get the coat off him. And that's the only thing I'll say. I'd be shocked if this individual doesn't turn up somewhere, either at hospital or a doctor's, because I think this guy honestly would have been quite badly burnt.
And do you reckon a significant number of passers-by would have seen him running through Corn Market?
Well, there's no doubt, Frank, at that time of night, the town was quite busy and the shop was quite busy, and Corn Market, I have to say, is probably one of the busiest shopping thoroughfares from Victoria Square, and the footfall is absolutely fantastic. So I'd be, again, surprised if there weren't a lot of people saw him make his way from the shop.
So what is the game plan now for you as a businessman? Are you going to be searching people going into your store? I know it is a temporary store, but are you going to be taking significant steps to ensure you're not targeted? Or is it just luck of the draw and could be any shopkeeper at any time?
I'm smiling ruefully at you asking that question because I'm 46 years of age and I'm old enough to remember the good old bad old days of the Troubles when we had civilian security staff and we had security guards on every major store searching handbags and bags going in and out of shops. We certainly don't want to see that the return. You know, we want to keep this as low profile as possible. Belfast has bounced back and we want to help it bounce back. Having said that, we're not going to be foolhardy. We'll obviously be making subtle checks during the day. And I would have thought, and I would advise every shop owner, at the end of the day, particularly before they close and leave, that they give the shop a completely thorough, their premises a completely thorough search.
Well, Nick, it's good to know you're still very much in business. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's it. Nick Pierpoint there from Golf Madness, the targeted store down in Cornmarket. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Did you see this individual last night? Did you see a man on fire in the Cornmarket area? Do give us a ring. 90-333-105. 90-333-105. Nick mentioned he doesn't have CCTV, but of course it's throughout the city. There's bound to be so much footage of this individual making his escape from the shop that he was obviously trying to burn. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. If you have a description to give to us with regards to what happened last night in the street, give us a ring now. 90-333-105.